For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
And now another black perspective on the drug war. Have you ever been a victim of crime? I have. I've come home to find my apartment burglarized, all of my belongings gone without a trace. It's a terrible feeling. And as I stood there in my empty apartment, I wondered, as many do at such times, why didn't somebody do something? Where are all the cops when you need one? Last year, more than 770,000 people were arrested for marijuana. And of that, 750,000 arrests, 90% were for simple possession. Now, how many cops does it take to capture, transport, process, document, and warehouse 770,000 people? How many cop hours does it take to prosecute not drug dealers, but just drug users? I don't know, but I suspect it's a lot. What I do know, though, what I am absolutely crystal clear on, is that if I had been given the choice that day of whether to use the police resources available to catch pot smokers or to investigate residential burglary, I'd have had them out looking for my stuff. 770,000 arrests is impressive. But I would be much more impressed if it were 770,000 car thieves, muggers, con artists, embezzlers, child molesters, burglars, even pickpockets. There are people who need to be arrested. People who endanger my home, my family, my property, and my community. Pot smokers aren't even on the list. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.
Our guest on last week's Century of Lies program was the president of the Criminal Justice Policy Foundation in Washington, D.C., Mr. Eric Sterling.
The government doesn't run on automatic pilot. It demands control from the citizenry. It demands our participation. You cannot simply criticize Washington or politicians or Republicans or Democrats if you're not involved, if you're not writing to them, writing letters to the editor, demonstrating in the streets, using the political rights that are built into the Constitution that are part of the corrective. It's worth thinking about what impeachment means and when it's called for, because impeachment was seen by the framers as an important power of the people to control the executive.
The Criminal Justice Policy website is at cjpf, as in foundation, .org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.